Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents Warlock Holmes by G.S. Denning, narrated by Scott McCormick, with Eric Messner, Patrick Bussink, Nick DePinto, Zeke Alton, Bradley Smith, Chris Stinson, Stephen Carpenter, Kimberly Gilbert, Chris Davenport, Richard Rowan, Christopher Walker, Steve Winall, Marnie Penning, Danny Stoller, Terrence Aselford, David Jordan, Alejandro Ruiz, Elizabeth Jernigan, Rose Elizabeth Supan, Mort Shelby, Colleen Delaney, Andrew Kilpa, Thomas Penny, Christopher Sheeran, Jillian Levine Sisson, Bill Gillette, Andy Brownstein, Lolita Horn, Thomas Keegan, Andy Clements, Robbie Gay, Eva Wilhelm, Chris Gennebach, Nanette Savard, Yasmin Choison, Michael John Casey, Joe Mallon, and Ken Jackson. Warlock Holmes, Book 4, The Sign of Nine.
Dear listener, how long have you known me? If you followed this dreary tale from its start, you have now consumed the volume wherein my strange adventure began. Thence on to the volume in which I came into my own as an adventurer and detective, and learned something of the nature of the man who had started me upon my path. Most recently came the volume dominated by our foes, when Moriarty and Adler came back into our lives to bring us defeat upon defeat. And now, what fresh apocalyptic treat have I for you now? This is the volume of my shame. Perhaps my own sun has never reached a very high zenith, but in this volume, it is at its dimmest and most flickering. So close to failure, personal defeat, degradation and dishonor. There is nobody to blame but myself, nobody to thank for my deliverance except Holmes and, oh, I shudder to say it, the hated Mary Morstan. Part of this volume is not even the chronicle of my actions, but merely of my dreams. A strange inclusion, to be sure, but I would not have bothered you with them had they been at all natural. How this volume commences depends upon one's point of view. I suppose it could be said that it starts with me, poisoned by a kiss, splayed unconscious across the sweat-reeking sheets of my bed at 221B Baker Street. Yet that is not how it seemed to me. To me, it seemed I was on a ship. And not just any ship, but the one Britain loved most. HMS Victory, on the finest hour of our nation's finest day. Drawing a breath of clear salt air, I raised the spyglass to my eye and squinted at the wall of wood, guns, and sail that lay before me. The entire combined French and Spanish fleet. Poor bastards. I had them right where I wanted them.
We should turn.
I will not. You know the plan. We go straight at them. We break their line of battle. This is a new kind of tactic. One designed to guarantee a decisive engagement.
But we'll all be killed.
Your opinion has already been noted, Mr. Lestrade. Through my glass, I could see my target clearly. The French flagship, the Centaur. Able Seaman Holmes!
Aye, Watson?
I turned to the tall figure beside me. You're supposed to address me as Vice Admiral.
Aye, Vice Admiral?
Give me 7 degrees starboard rudder. I want to come through just behind that flagship.
Huh? 7 watts of what?
Look, just turn the helm that way a little bit. See the big pretty ship over there?
Ooh!
I want to come right in behind it. Her stern is weakest. She is commanding the entire enemy fleet. We're going to hit them right in the Admiral.
Aye, aye, Watson!
Close enough. Scanning the deck for a moment, I located my overaged, oversized cabin.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?